This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
For NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. So today I'm going to start out loud, and then I'll end with some peaceful calm. The loud comes from Pup, and the funny fun song about a computer being overwhelmed by human emotion. It's called Robot Writes a Love Song, and here's Pup's Stephen Babcock.
This is one of the first songs I ever wrote on piano. I don't really know how to play piano. I'm pretty terrible at that instrument. But I kind of just was messing around one day and figured out a few chords, and the songs just sort of fell out of me. Thankfully, I'm surrounded by three actually good musicians who are able to craft this into something special. So pretty proud of this song. I hope you like it and appreciate the support. Thanks.
Rolling out the door, I backed up your memory before they came for you. Monitor was blue, but your data's all stored. And when they come back with your new body, I'll load you into the new machine again, bring you back.
That's Pup and the Toronto Band's new song, Robot Writes a Love Song. The next Pup album is called The Unraveling of Pup, the Band, and it's out on April Fool's Day. There's a wild video for this song, and I'll post that on the All Songs Considered site, along with all the other videos I'll play for the songs on this week's show. And while you're at the site, you can go watch Pup's Tiny Desk Home concert they did almost exactly a year ago, back in 2021. And I'd like to bring in Pup fan, NPR Music's editor, Marissa LaRusso. Hey there.
Hey, Bob. Happy to be here.
Have you heard this Pup song, by the way, that we just played?
I have. It's great. I love Pup. I love their energy. And yeah, every time I listen to them, I think that's a band I want to see live.
Soon, we hope. They're going to go out on tour for this new record, and hopefully we'll all feel safe and comfy going to see tours soon. You came here not necessarily to talk about Pup, though we could.
Right. I have a couple songs to play. So to start, I have a new song by Maida. Maida is the project of singer-songwriter Maria Maida Kepler. But I first heard her music, and maybe you did too, Bob, when she entered the Tiny Desk contest in 2018.
Oh my gosh, right.
She sent us a song called Japanese Waitress, which I loved. And that song ended up on an album called Best Wishes that came out in 2020, which was a great album. And now Maida has a new record coming out. It's called I Just Want to Be Wild for You. It's out February 18th. And this track that I'm going to play is the very first track on the album. It's called Loneliness. Maria said that she wrote it about the isolation that she felt when she was studying in Japan. She's Japanese American and she spent 2 months studying there. And she says that those 2 months that she spent studying in Kyoto were the loneliest of her life. She says, I lived by myself. I didn't have any friends. People assumed I couldn't speak the language. But, she says, I miss that rapport that I had with my loneliness, with myself, that intensity that exists when you're alone. So that's where this song came from. It's called Loneliness.
Were so long.
Ooh, friend.
And where are you now?
Wonderful voice. Oh my. Right? Yeah.
Couldn't you just see her like on tour with Angel Olsen or Laura Stevenson or someone like that?
Absolutely. The intertwining of her voice and the guitar, she just had this sensitivity to her sound I really, really love.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that's Maita?
Maita, and the record is called I Just Want to Be Wild for You. It comes out February 18th on Kill Rock Stars.
Fabulous. Where else are we going?
All right, next we're going somewhere a little more upbeat. This is a song by the artist Kaina, who is a new artist to me, but I know that she's been featured a bunch by our friends at All Latino. She's based out of Chicago. She sings in both Spanish and English. And knowing that All Latino is a fan, I was interested, but also I was really intrigued when I saw the list of collaborators that she has on the record that she has coming out, which is called It Was a Home. It's out in March. But she has a track on there featuring Slater Kinney. She has another with Alato Negro. And then she also collaborates a lot with the Chicago producer and rapper Sen Morimoto. So a pretty interesting mix of artists that she's kind of working with. And then I just totally fell for this song that I'm going to play for you called Apple. It has this undeniable energy. I feel like it just sweeps you up into its world. And it's so fun and playful and sweet to listen to. And I think the message is pretty sweet too. Kaina has talked about being a person who overthinks a lot, which I definitely relate to, and feeling like like she gets in her own way. And so she wrote this song as a way to say, I want to appreciate myself in just kind of like the purest form possible. So the song is called Apple.
Some extra sugar I could keep. I have so many questions, like what's it like to be? Cause I've been having trouble letting myself see.
See, see, see.
The beauty in the things I speak, the way my hands hold my drink, the crooked nature of my teeth. Ooh. If I could just take a bite. Drink. The
I like that. I like the change, the way the song changed at the end. That's Kaina, K-A-I-N-A?
Yep, Kaina. And the album is It Was a Home. It comes out on March 4th on City Slang.
I love that. Hey, have you heard the artist Uwade yet?
I don't think I have, Bob.
I got a treat for you. But it comes up after the break, so... thanks so much for doing this. I love what you brought to the table.
Thanks so much, Bob. Always so much fun to be here.
Take care. NPR Music's Marissa LaRusso. We will take a break and be right back. And you're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy. Family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's TELADOC health/whatsyourwhy. This message comes from Capital One, offering commercial solutions you can bank on. Now more than ever, your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services, all tailored to your short and long-term goals. Backed by the strength and stability of a top 10 commercial bank, their dedicated experts work with you to build lasting success. Explore the possibilities at CapitalOne.com/commercial, a member FDIC.
It's All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan. It's thrilling when I hear a new voice, and I know all year long I'm going to keep looking and listening to that artist. The artist in this case is Uwade. She's a 21-year-old Nigerian-born North Carolina-raised singer. I first heard her as the opening voice on the 2020 Fleet Foxes album, Sure. Now she's part of a series of single releases on Sylvain Esso's label, Psychic Hotline. The song I want to play is Do You See the Light Around Me? And here's Uwade to further introduce the song.
This song, produced by the incredible Brad Cook, is an exploration not only of my sound as an artist, but also of the joyous and terrifying experience of having a crush. So for me, historically, liking someone has always been marked by the usual infatuation, but also an extreme sense of self-consciousness and self-doubt, which is where the question of the title comes from. But instead of falling into the typical spiral, I decided to have the song end in a place of self-regard and validation and celebration of all the qualities I love about the person I like, but also about myself. So yeah, I hope the journey of the song kind of helps anyone who's struggling with these feelings see a bit more light around themselves.
Do you see the light around me? Well, I don't see the light around me most days. Do you see the good about me? I don't really think about it anyway. I spend my waking hours dreaming of your honey eyes. None of this is in my power. Should I even tell you all the time that's been?
Inside your mind, I
That's Uwade, and the song, Do You See the Light Around Me? The song is on the artist's run label called Psychic Hotline, a label founded by Sylvanesso's Amelia Meath, Nick Sanborn, and Martin Anderson. I'm looking forward to hearing more music from her coming down the line. And now new music from southern Algeria and the Tuareg sounds of Imerhan. The quintet built a studio, and they were able to record the album in their home country for the first time. There's also a collaboration with Griff Rees from Super Furry Animals on the record, but I want to play the hypnotic song I first fell for when I heard this new album. The song is called Ashinkad, and this is Imerhan.
أشل هدفو نقلوني مرهان نتهض هدودو ونضون ترنيت شل هدفو نقلوني مرهان فلن رنيت إدش ميشي الجن تدكاني عشرنيت الغافية بس تلاجتن شنجاني مش هشوار تمظلج ترى هنيت اوين داغ مش هشوار تمظلج ترى هنيت اقيم الهين ما غدر هنيت ملهين ما غير ما غير ما غير ترى هنيت
Sounds of Imerhan from the album Abugi, which is the name of their studio that they built and recorded this album in their home in Tamaranset. The full album is out this week, January 28th. So when I pick music for the show, I often put a bunch of songs in a folder and then randomly shuffle the songs, not knowing who I'm listening to. When this next song popped up, I was cooking dinner and I thought, what is this? What am I listening to? Is that a music box? Are birds chirping? What's going on here? And then I lovingly listened to the entire album. It's called In February by the Istanbul-born and Glasgow-based artist Ishak Karal. And here he takes us to that song I heard. It's called Paper Hat. Thanks for listening, everybody. I hope you found something you loved. I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
My new single Paper Hat started as a simple melody on guitar and synthesizers. In time, it evolved into an ode to River Kelvin in Glasgow, a place of calm and stillness inside the city for bird watchers and daydreamers. Hope you enjoy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details. This message comes from NPR sponsor, Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
Last year, over 20,000 people joined the Body Electric study to change their sedentary, screen-filled lives. And guess what?
We saw amazing effects.
Now you can try NPR's Body Electric Challenge yourself. Listen to updated and new episodes wherever you get your podcasts.